Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this morning's Fridays from the State House call. This is Brent. I am going to be with you as your only host today. Brandon and Maria both have been working diligently at the State House this week. It's been a particularly trying week, and so I asked them to take this one off. I'm going to go ahead and provide an update, of course, on the appropriations process for all three sectors, and then I want to talk about a couple of additional nursing facility specific policy issues that we've been deeply engaged in the last week, and then we'll take questions here toward the bottom of the call. Again, I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Government Affairs, our team at the Iowa State Capitol, for sponsoring today's call. So from an appropriations standpoint, the major development this week was that the House released its budget targets. So you may recall that a couple of weeks ago, the Iowa Senate released its budget targets, which were a mirror image of the governor's budget targets. Inside the Senate's proposal on the nursing facility side contains a $15 million proposed rebase, which mimics the governor's. It is not specific when it comes to HCBS waiver increases and LUPA rate increases. However, we continue to remain confident across those increase requests due to the priority that the executive branch, particularly the Department of Human Services, is placing on HCBS service delivery. I'll get back to that. The House then this week released its budget targets includes, it does not delineate by line item per provider group its priorities, but it does include $50 million higher number than the Senate. In fact, the number is actually about $95 million higher. That has to do with accounting for some legislation unrelated to long-term care that's already passed, but $50 million in really new money. And again, consistent with what we've heard from Speaker Grassley in the House in that budget release, they indicated that increase is designed to address nursing facility rebasing rates, mental health rates, as well as a workforce development grant program and a couple of other priorities. So that's good news, not specifically related to what the House's number is, but certainly good news. The Senate and the governor continue to remain very firm on their $15 million number. I'm really proud of our team this week, did a lot of work in a lot of meetings with the Department of Human Services, as well as the appropriations chairs in the House, to work to establish the use case for that $35 million rebasing proposal that we have put forward as an association, that we remain strong on, that is the existing shortfall. So there's a lot of work yet to be made. Certainly, a number of long and complicated discussions have been had with the parties that I mentioned, and I expect those will continue as the budget process plays out. I'll tell you that long-term care rates, nursing facility, HCBS waiver rates, and home health LUPA rates are arguably the most preeminent, highest profile budget item at the Iowa State House today. And so we're certainly top of mind for anyone dealing in the appropriations process at this time. Don't ask me to forecast where we're going to end out. I don't know. But I can tell you that we're doing everything we can to move those numbers as high as we possibly can. Two other policy issues that I want to mention, they are nursing facility specific. You've heard me talk, heard Maria and Brandon and others talk in the last few weeks about certificate of need and change of ownership policy proposals from various corridors of the State House. You remember there's a CON bill in the Senate, which contained CON moratorium language for nursing homes initially, which when it was passed out of the Senate, that nursing facility specific language was stripped out. That's now over to the House side. On the specific issue of CON moratorium, we had a very productive conversation yesterday with the governor's office and with the Department of Human Services about finding a path forward that meets both all three parties' priorities. And I think we're making a lot of progress. I think, again, it is a very high likelihood that we will be entering a period of nursing facility CON moratorium with a limited number of exceptions around that. The time frame, certainly we've been pushing against an initial proposal that did not provide for a time frame for the beginning and the end of that CON moratorium. We've also proposed as our second most important issue that the bed need formula be updated throughout during the period of that moratorium. And we made a lot of progress in the last couple of days on ensuring that those priorities are a part of the ultimate piece of legislation or legislative language. I think we're going to get to a place where we can all live with. But again, it is I think it's a near certainty. And this is something that the association will support, that we see a moratorium with certain qualifications that are important to making sure that it is it's a productive period of time. And that period of time ends, at which time the growth in the sector may continue. On the issue of change of ownership, there's obviously been a tremendous amount of consternation discussion around the scrutiny that is placed on change of ownership applications particularly in light of the very high profile meltdown with the formerly QHC buildings across the state. We've been working with DIA and DHS to help them sort of understand both what we believe their existing powers are and what other powers may be appropriate without creating a chilling effect on the transaction side, and importantly, not materially impacting valuations for existing nursing facility companies and facilities. As part of that conversation I mentioned yesterday that we had with the parties regarding CON, we also discussed CHOW. I'm very confident that the legislation that will come out of this is going to be very aligned with what IHCA's recommendations have been. Virtually everything that we talked about is being scoped into this legislation based on recommendations from the association. It primarily focuses on placing additional and specific financial scrutiny on nursing facility companies or any other parties attempting to acquire facilities in Iowa who do not have demonstrated prior experience of at least 5 years in Iowa or another state. That lack of experience will trigger, based on this legislation, would trigger materially heavier financial scrutiny, which we think is appropriate, and also contains the potential, not the requirement, that the department may require a certain amount of operating capital be kept in escrow for a period of time to guard against an unfunded meltdown like we saw with QHC. So again, somewhat technical, and I'm happy to get more technical if you'd like, but those are two really important policy issues that we're working in parallel with the rebasing HCBS waiver and home health LUPA rate appropriations discussions today. Quite a bit else happened at the State House, but those are the three primary areas of focus that our team has had this week. And I think in terms of where are we going to end up from a time frame standpoint, it appears for those that are really watching this and are involved in this at the State House that the legislature is on track for a sine die or the end of the session, probably the first or the second week of May, which again means that we should have a pretty good idea on appropriations by the end of April, early May. And the last thing I'll note is that we've heard from lots and lots of our nursing facility members who have now all of our nursing facility members should have received their rate letters associated with the quality assurance and assessment fee increase. And it looks like the estimates that the association working with our members put together tends to be fairly consistent with what the actual rate letters are showing. And so we're seeing anywhere from an 8% to a 15% rate increase just associated with the QAF. I've had a lot of questions. Anything to do with rebasing for nursing homes will be on top of that QAF Medicaid rate increase that you're seeing, in addition to the fee increase as well. So Happy that that program is out the door. You know, that's, again, more than $120 million shot in the arm for the nursing facility sector, and we're going to build on that via the rebasing process. So with that, I'll go ahead and stop talking. I'll ask Jackie to turn recording off. And